Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Tolba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Please forgive the sound of my voice. Amen. I'm had a little bit of some congestion, but we're getting through it. Amen. Glory to God. Today we are reading from Jeremiah chapters 47 through 55. Amen. And this will be our ending of the book of Jeremiah. And I believe we'll be going into Lamentations on next Saturday. Amen. We give God the glory and the praise. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and giving you praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we humble our mind, our souls, and our bodies before you right now, Lord God, recognizing that you are God and there is no other. You have all things in your hands. You are our strong creator. You made these bodies. You made these minds. You made these places, Lord God, in which we dwell. Oh, Lord God, move in us right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, as we go forward, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory for that you have done already. Lord God, you have truly been God in our lives. You have orchestrated miracles, Lord God. You have broken us through places that we didn't even realize we could get through. We've gone through things that others, Lord God, seem to have been destroyed by. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, Lord God, and for your grace, your unmerited favor toward each and every one of us. Oh, God, illuminate your word before us on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make it so plain, Lord God, that it's undeniable in our minds, our souls, and even in our bodies. Let it be such a whole connection, Lord God, between us and your spirit as we go forward on today, Lord God, that we cannot deny it. Oh, Lord God, we need you, Lord, to lead us. We need you to guide us. We need you to heal us. We need you to redirect us. We need you to restore us. We need you to regenerate us. We need you to move, oh God. Hallelujah. We need you to bless, Lord God. We need you to heal and we need you to deliver. Lord, as we read your word on today, open up our minds to receive knowledge, to receive wisdom, and to receive understanding, Lord, that we might walk thereby, that it bring forth the fruits of obedience, Lord God, and that bring forth life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak life right now into the atmosphere, Lord God. Peace into the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind every demonic spirit, every demonic plan in the atmosphere that has come against us. Lord God, and we cancel every assignment of the enemy over our lives, even right now in the name of Jesus, that the works of the Lord will commence. Even now, oh, Lord God, without hindrance, right now in the name of Jesus, bless, heal, and deliver, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, move everything that is not like you, Lord God. Lord, even redirect and reestablish the landscape in our minds, Lord God, that has been established by ourselves, but change the way that we think, Lord God, even right now. Lord God, let our thoughts be thoughts of holiness, be thoughts of righteousness, be thoughts of love toward our neighbor and kindness to all mankind. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you to move, oh God, throughout our land, throughout our nation, Lord God, in our government, in our neighborhoods, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that people, Lord God, see humanity as just being humanity, Lord God, in every life, Lord God, being of value in the hands of God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, heal us, oh God, especially the household of faith. Heal us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal us, Lord. Heal us, Lord God. Heal us, Lord. Heal us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, heal, Lord God, your people on today. Oh, Lord, every pastor, Lord God, that is ready to give up, heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every person that has been hurt, Lord God, and wants to use that as an excuse to walk away from you, heal, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, heal us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you every day and every hour for everything under the sun, Lord God. And the days have truly become more evil, and we need you more than we have ever needed you before. Help us, God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are strong in the name of Jesus. We will stand in the name of Jesus. You are our help, and you will help us. You promise that you would help us. Lord, and we're waiting for you to help us, Lord God, to heal us, Lord, to break us through, Lord God. We're waiting for you to bring life out of barrenness, Lord God. We're waiting for you to help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name every step of the way. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, even in the midst of the trouble. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Bless the reading of the word on today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, open our minds to knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I give glory to the name of Jesus. I give glory to God. Amen. There is no other name whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. And he said, whosoever shall call on his name, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. His name is Jesus. And if you would call him today, he is waiting to open the door to you and to put his spirit on the inside of you, just like he did on the day of Pentecost. Take a look at Acts chapter 2. Amen. That same experience is happening all over the earth, even in this hour. There's a lying demon that has gone forth that's saying that those days are done. But in the book of Joel, amen, the Lord gave a prophecy to that prophet that said that in this day that would happen. Amen. And Peter even arose among the men and brethren in that day, in Acts chapter 2, and he declared, this is that the prophet Joel had prophesied, that in the last days, in the day that Peter spoke that word, and the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, amen, had fallen down upon it, had, amen, had been received among them, then surely this is the last of the last days, and the Holy Ghost is moving even greater now than he did then. And I give glory to God. Receive him on today. Hallelujah. Receive him on today. Just begin to call on the name of the Lord, even as we're reading the word. God, even as we're reading this word, begin to call on him. Amen. And he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. He will fill you with his presence. Amen. And he will dwell with you and show you what the ways of salvation are and show you what abundance really looks like. Because the world thinks they know, but they don't know. Amen. 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 We were always intended, amen, to have a relationship with our Creator. He wants us to have a relationship with him, to get back to our intended purpose. Amen. And that is why we're here. That's the purpose of a year in the word, so that we can continue to speak the word of God, and so that you'll know what is written and can hear it in your ears and be changed. Glory to God. We praise God on today. We bless his name. Amen. We're reading from Jeremiah chapters 47 through 52. Amen. Chapters 47 through 52. From the book of Jeremiah, we're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And we'll start reading even now. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Philistines before Pharaoh attacked Gaza. Thus says the Lord, behold, Behold, waters rise out of the north and shall be overflowing and shall be an overflowing flood. And they shall overflow the land and all that is in it, the cities and those who dwell within. Then the men shall cry, and all the inhabitants of the land shall wail at the noise of the stamping hooves of his strong horses, at the rushing of his chariots, at the rumbling of his wheels. The fathers will not look back for their children, lacking courage, because of the day that comes to plunder all the Philistines, to cut off from Tyre and Sidon every helper who remains. For the Lord shall plunder the Philistines, the remnant of the country of Kaphtor. Baldness has come upon Gaza. Ascalon is cut off with the remnant of their valley. How long will you cut yourself? O you sword of the Lord, how long until you are quiet? Put yourself up into the scabbard. Rest and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing the Lord has given it a charge against Ascalon and against the seashore? There he has appointed it. Moab, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Woe to Nebo, for it is plundered. Kirjathaim is shamed and taken. The high stronghold is shamed and dismayed. No more praise of Moab. In Heshbon they shall they have devised evil against her. Come and let her cut her off as a nation. You also shall be cut down, O madmen. The sword shall pursue you. A voice of crying shall be from Horonim, plundering and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For in the ascent of Huhith, they ascend with continual weeping. For in the descent of Horonim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee, save yourselves, and be like the juniper in the wilderness. For because you have trusted in your works and your treasures, you also shall be cut. You shall also be taken. And Shemash shall go forward into captivity, his priests and his princes together, and the plunderers shall come against every city. No one shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed. As the Lord has given wings to Moab, that she may flee and get away, for her city shall be desolate, without any to dwell in them. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from blood. Moab has been at ease from his youth. He has settled on his dregs and has been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent has not changed. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will send him wine workers who will tip him over and empty his vessels and break the bottles. Moab shall be ashamed of Shemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How can you say we are mighty and strong men for the war? Moab is plundered and gone up from her cities. Her choice young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near at hand, and his affliction comes quickly. Bemoan him, all you who are around him, and all you who know his name. Say how strong staff is broken, the beautiful rod. O daughter inhabiting Dibon, come down from your glory and sit in thirst. For the plunderer of Moab has come against you. He has destroyed your strongholds. O inhabitant of Aroer, stand by the way and watch. Ask him who flees and her who escapes. Say what has happened. Moab is shamed, for he is broken down. Wail and cry. Tell it in Arnon that Moab is plundered and judgment has come on the plain country, on Halon and on Jazah and on Mephath, on Dibon and Nebo and Beth Diblathem, on Kirjathaim, on Beth Gamel and Beth Meon, and on Girath and on Bozrah, on all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says the Lord. Him drunk, because he exalted him against the Lord. Moab shall wallow in his vomit, and he shall also be in derision. And was not Israel a derision to you? Was he found among thieves? For whenever you spoke of him, you shake your head in scorn. You who dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove which makes her rest in the sides of the cave's mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceedingly proud of his loftiness and arrogance and pride, and of the haughtiness of his heart. I know his wrath, says the Lord, but it is not right. His lies have made nothing right. Therefore, I will wail for Moab, and I will cry out for all of Moab. I will mourn for the people. I will mourn for the men of Kir-Hareseth. O vine of Sibma, I will weep for you with the weeping of Jazer. Your plants have gone over the sea. They reach to the sea of Jazer. The plunderer has fallen on your summer fruit and your vintage. Joy and gladness are taken from the plentiful field and from the land of Moab. I have caused the wine to fail from the wine presses. No one will tread with joyous shouting, not joyous shouting. For the cry of Heshbon to Eliezer and to Jahaz, they have uttered their voice from Zoar to Hornam, for Horonam, like a three-year-old heifer, for the waters of Nimrim also shall be desolate. Moreover, says the Lord, I will cause to cease in Moab the one who offers sacrifices in the high places and burns incense to his gods. Therefore, my heart shall wail like flutes for Moab, and like flutes my heart shall wail for the men of Kir-Hareseth. Therefore, the riches they have acquired have perished, for every head shall be bald and every beard clipped on all the hands shall be cut off, and on the loins sackcloth, a general lamentation on all the housetops of Moab and in its streets, for I have broken Moab like a vessel in which is no pleasure, says the Lord. They shall wail. How she is broken down, how Moab has turned her back with shame. So Moab shall be a derision and a dismay to all those about her. For thus says the Lord, behold, one shall fly like an eagle and spread his wings over Moab. Kirioth is taken, and the strongholds are surprised. The mighty men's hearts in Moab on that day shall be like the heart of a woman in birth pangs, and Moab shall be destroyed as a people, because he exalted himself against the Lord. Fear and the pit and the snare shall be upon you, O inhabitants of Moab, says the Lord. He who flees from the fear shall fall into the pit, and he who gets out of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For upon Moab, upon it I will bring the year of their punishment, says the Lord. Those who fled stood under the shadow of Heshbon. Fire shall come out of Heshbon, a flame from the midst of Sihon, and shall devour the brow of Moab, the crown of the head of the sons of Tumult. Woe to you, O Moab! The people of Chemosh perish, for your sons shall be taken captive and your daughters captive. Yet I will bring back the captives of Moab in the latter days, says the Lord. Thus far is the judgment of Moab. Against the Amorites, thus says the Lord, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Milcom inherit Gad, and his people dwell in his cities? For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will cause to be heard an alarm of war in Rabbah of the Ammonites. It shall be a desolate mound, and her villages shall be burned with fire. Then Israel shall take possession of it, of his inheritance, says the Lord. Wail, O Heshbon, for Ai is plundered. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah. Gird yourselves with sackcloth. Lament and run to and fro by the walls. For Milcom shall go into captivity with his priests and his princes together. Why do you boast in your valleys, how your flowing valley, O backsliding daughter, who trusted in her treasures, saying, who will come against us? Behold, I will bring fear upon you, says the Lord God of hosts, for from all those who are around you, you shall be driven out, every one headlong, for no one will gather those who wander off. For afterward, I will bring back the captives of the people of Ammon, says the Lord. Against Edom, thus says the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Dedan. For I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will punish him. If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, would they not destroy until they have enough? But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret parts, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His descendants are plundered, his brethren and his neighbors, and he is no more. Leave your fatherless children. I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. For thus says the Lord, behold, those whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunk. And are you the one who will altogether go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink of it. For I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bozra shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all its cities shall be perpetual waste. I have heard a message from the Lord, and an ambassador has been sent to the nations. Gather together, come against her, and rise up to battle. For indeed I will make you small among nations, despised among men. Your fierceness has deceived you, the pride of your heart. O you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, who hold the height of the hill, though you make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. Edom also shall be an astonishment. Everyone who goes by it will be astonished and will hiss at all its plagues. As Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighbors, says the Lord, no one shall remain there, nor shall a son of man dwell in it. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the floodplain of the Jordan against the dwelling place of the strong. But I will suddenly make him run away from her. And who is chosen, and who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? Who will arraign me? And who is that shepherd who will withstand me? Therefore, the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Edom, and his purposes that he has purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their dwelling place desolate with them. The earth shakes at the noise of their fall, at the cry of its noise is heard at the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up like the eagle and spread his wings over Bozra. The heart of the mighty men of Edom in that day shall be like the heart of a woman in pangs. Against Damascus, Hamath and Arpad are ashamed, and they have heard bad news. They are faint-hearted. There is trouble on the sea. It cannot be quiet. Damascus has grown feeble. She turns to flee, and fear has seized her. Anguish and sorrows have taken her like a woman in labor. Why is the city of praise not deserted, the city of my joy? Therefore, her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, says the Lord of hosts. I will kindle a fire in the walls of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Against Kedar and against the kingdoms of Hazar, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, shall strike. Arise, go up to Kedar and devastate the men of the east. Their tents and their flocks they shall take away. They shall take for themselves their curtains, all their vessels and their camels. They shall cry out to them, fear is on every side. Flee, get away, get far away. Dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Hazar, says the Lord. For Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has taken counsel against you and has conceived a plan against you. Arise, go up to the wealthy nation that dwells securely, says the Lord, which has neither gates nor bars, dwelling alone. Their camels shall be for booty, and the multitude of their cattle for plunder. I will scatter to all winds those in the farthest corners, and I will bring their calamity from all its sides, says the Lord. Hazar shall be a dwelling for jackals, a desolation forever. No one shall reside there, nor son of man dwell in it. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, the Lord of hosts. Behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the foremost of their might. Against Elam I will bring the four winds from the four corners of the heaven and scatter them toward all the winds. There shall be no nations where the outcasts of Elam will not go. And I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before those who seek their life. I will bring disaster against them, my fierce anger, says the Lord. And I will send the sword against them until I have consumed them. I will set my throne in Elam and will destroy from there the king and the princes, says the Lord. And it shall come to pass in the latter days, I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord. The word of the Lord came against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare among the nations, proclaim and set up a standard. Proclaim, do not conceal it. Say Babylon is taken, is shamed. Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are humiliated. Her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north a nation comes up against her, which shall make her land desolate, and no one shall dwell therein. They shall move, they shall depart, both man and beast. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together. With continual weeping they shall come and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion and their faces toward it, saying, come and let us join to ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that it that will not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from the mountain to the hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All who found them have devoured them. And their adversary said, we have not offended, sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Move from the midst of Babylon. Go out of the land of the Chaldeans and be like the rams before the flock. For behold, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall array themselves against her. For there she shall be captured. Their arrows shall be like those of an expert warrior. None shall return in vain. And Chaldea shall become plunder. All who plunder her shall be satisfied, says the Lord. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, you destroyers of my heritage, because you have grown fat like a heifer threshing grain, and you bellow your bulls, Your mother shall be deeply ashamed. She who bore you shall be ashamed. Behold, the least of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land and a desert, because of the wrath of the Lord. She shall not be inhabited, but she shall be wholly desolate. Everyone who goes by Babylon shall be horrified and hiss at all her plagues. But put yourselves in array against Babylon all around. All you who bend the bow, shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout against her all around. She has given her hand. Her foundations have fallen. Her walls are thrown down. For it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her, as she has done, so as she has done, so do to her. Cut off the tower from Babylon, and him who handles the sickle at harvest time, for fear of the oppressing sword. Everyone shall turn to his own people, and everyone shall flee to his own land. Israel is scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away, devoured him. Now at the last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land as I have punished the king of Assyria. But I will bring back Israel to his home. And he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan. His soul shall be satisfied at Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought, but there shall be none. And the sins of Judah, but they shall not be found. For I will pardon those whom I preserve. Go up against the land of Mirathaim, against it and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Waste and utterly destroy them, says the Lord, and do according to all that I have commanded you. A sound of battle is in the land and of great destruction. How the hammer of the whole earth has cut apart and broken. How Babylon has become a desolation among the nations. I have laid a snare for you. You have indeed been trapped, O Babylon. You were not aware. You have been found and also caught, because you have contended against the Lord. The Lord has opened his armory and has brought out the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord God of hosts. In the land of the Chaldeans, come against her from the farthest border. Open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps of ruins, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bulls. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them, for their day has come, the time of their punishment, the voice of those who flee and escape from the land of Babylon, declares in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all you who bend the bow, encamp against it all around. Let none of them escape. Repay her according to her work. All she has done, do to her. For she has been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore her young men shall fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, says the Lord. Behold, I am against you, O most haughty one, says the Lord God of hosts, for your day has come, the time that I will punish you. The most proud shall stumble and fall, and no one will rise him up. I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it will devour all around him. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel were oppressed, along with the children of Judah. All who took them captive have held them fast. They have refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will thoroughly plead their case, that he may give them rest in the land, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is against the Chaldeans, says the Lord, against the inhabitants of Babylon, and against her princes and her high, and against her wise men. A sword is against the soothsayers, and they will be fools. A sword is against their mighty men, and they will be dismayed. A sword is against their horses, against their chariots, and against all the mixed people who are in her midst, and they will become like women. A sword is against her treasures, and they will be robbed. A drought is against her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is the land of carved images, and they are insane with idols. Therefore, the wild desert beasts shall dwell there with jackals, and the ostriches shall dwell in it. It shall be inhabited no more forever, nor shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighbors, says the Lord, so no one shall reside there, nor son of man dwell in it. Behold, a nation shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and shall not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea. They shall ride on horses, set in array, like a man for the battle. Against you, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon has heard the report about them, and his hands grow feeble. Anguish has taken hold of him, pangs as a woman in childbirth. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the floodplain of the Jordan against the dwelling place of the strong, and I will make them suddenly run from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? Who is like me? Who will arraign me? And who is that shepherd? Who will withstand me? Therefore, hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Babylon, and his purpose that he has purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he will make their dwelling place desolate with them at the noise of the taking of Babylon. The earth trembles, and the cry is heard among the nations. The Lord, behold, I raise up against Babylon, against those who dwell in Leb-Kamai, a destroying wind. I will send winnowers to Babylon, who shall winnow her and empty her land. For in the day of doom, they shall be against her all around, against her. Let the archer bend his bow and lift himself up against her in his armor. Do not spare her young men. Utterly destroy all her army. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and those thrust in her streets. For Israel is not forsaken, nor Judah. For his God, the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel, flee from the midst of Babylon, and everyone save his life. Do not be cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He shall recompense her. Babylon was a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunk. The nations drank her wine. Therefore, the nations are deranged. Babylon has suddenly fallen. Babylon has suddenly fallen. Oh, hallelujah. And everyone save his life. Do not be cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He shall recompense her. Babylon was a golden cup in the Lord's hand that he made all the earth drunk. The nations drank her wine. Therefore, the nations are deranged. Babylon has suddenly fallen and been destroyed. Wail for her. Take balm for her pain. Perhaps she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. forsake her and let us go, everyone, to his own country. For her judgment reaches to heaven and is lifted up to the skies. The Lord has revealed our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Mark the arrows bright. Declare the shield. The Lord has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his plan is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord for his temple. Set up the standard on the walls of Babylon. Make the guard strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. For the Lord has both devised and done what he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. O you who dwell by the waters, abundant in treasures, your end has come. The measure of your covetedness, the Lord of hosts has sworn by himself. Surely I will fill you with men as with locusts, and they shall lift up a shout against you. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the word by his wisdom, and stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings the winds out of his treasures. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by his carved image. For his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile, a work of errors. In the time of their punishment, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the maker of all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. You are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with you I will break the nations in pieces. With you I will destroy kingdoms. With you I will break in pieces the horse and its rider. With you I will also break in pieces man and woman. With you I will break in pieces old and young. With you I will break in pieces the young man and the maiden. With you also I will break in pieces the shepherd and his flock. With you I will break in pieces the farmer and his yoke of oxen. And with you I will break in pieces governors and rulers. And I will repay Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldea for all the evil they have done in Zion in your sight, says the Lord. Behold, I am against you, O destroying mountain, who destroys all the earth, says the Lord. I will stretch out my hand against you, roll you down from the rock, and make you a burnt mountain. They shall not take from you a stone for a corner, nor a stone for a foundation, but you shall be desolate forever, says the Lord. Set up a banner in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nations. Prepare the nations against her. Call the kingdoms together against her, Ararat, Mene, and Ashkenaz. Appoint her a general against her. Call the horses to come up like the bristling locust. Prepare against her the nations, with the kings of the Medes, its governors, and all its rulers, all the land of its dominion, and the land will tremble and sorrow. For every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitants. The mighty men of Babylon have ceased fighting. They have remained in their stronghold. Their might has failed. Came like women. They have burned their dwelling places. The bars of her gates are broken. One runner will run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken on all sides. The passages are blocked. The reeds have burned with fire, and the men of war are terrified. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. When it is
time to thresh her yet a little while, and the time of her harvest will come. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. He has crushed me. He has made me an empty vessel. He has swallowed me up like a monster. He has filled his stomach with my delicacies. He has spit me out like the violence done to me, and my flesh be upon Babylon. The inhabitants of Zion will say, and my blood be upon the inhabitants of Chaldea. Jerusalem will say. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will plead your cause and take vengeance for you. I will dry up her sea and make her spring dry. Babylon shall become a heap, a dwelling place for jackals, an astonishment and a hissing without an inhabitant. They shall roar together like lions. They shall growl like lions wept. In their excitement, I will prepare their feast. I will make them drunk, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not awake, says the Lord. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with male goats. Oh, how Shishak, oh, how the praise of the whole earth is seized, how Babylon has become desolate among the nations. The sea has come up over Babylon. She is covered with a multitude of its waves. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land where no one dwells, through which no man, no son of man passes. I will punish Baal in Babylon, and I will bring out of his mouth what he has swallowed, and the nation shall not stream to him anymore. Yes, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people go out of the midst of her, and let everyone deliver himself from the fierce anger of the Lord, and lest your heart faint. And you fear the rumor that will be heard in the land. A rumor will come 1 year, and after that, in another year, a rumor will come. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days are coming that I will bring judgment on the carved images of Babylon. Her whole land shall be ashamed, and all her slain shall fall in her midst. Then the heavens and the earth and all that is in them shall sing joyously over Babylon. For the plunderers shall come from the north, says the Lord. As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon the slain of all the earth shall fall. You who have escaped the sword, get away. Do not stand still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come to your mind. We are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers have come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring judgment on her carved images, and throughout all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon were to mount up to heaven, and though she were to fortify the height of her strength, yet from me plunderers would come to her, says the Lord. The sound of a cry comes from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because the Lord is plundering Babylon and silencing her loud voice. Though her waves roar like great water, and the noise of their voice is uttered, because the plunderer comes against her, against Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bows is broken, for the Lord is the God of recompense. He will surely repay. And I will make drunk her princes and wise men, her governors, her deputies, and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not awake, says the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire. The people will labor in vain, and the nations because of the fire, and they shall be weary. the word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sariah, the son of Neriah, son of Mashaiah, when he went with Zedekiah, king of Judah, to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. And Sariah was the quartermaster. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that would come upon Babylon, all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Sariah, when you arrive in Babylon and see it and read all these words, then you shall say, O Lord, you have spoken against this place to cut it off, so that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but it shall be desolate forever. Now it shall be, when you have finished reading this book, that you shall tie a stone to it and throw it out into the Euphrates. Then you shall say, thus Babylon shall sink and not rise from the catastrophe that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He also did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For because of the anger of the Lord, this happened in Jerusalem and in Judah, so he finally cast them out from his presence. Then Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Now it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, and on the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. And they built a siege wall against it around it. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of the king of Zedekiah. By the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, the famine had become so severe in the city that there was no food for all the people of the land. Then the city wall was broken through, and all the men of war fled and went out of the city at night by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden, even through the Chaldeans who were near the city all around, and they went by way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king, and they overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. All his armies were scattered from him. So they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah and in the land of Hamath, and he pronounced judgment on him. Then the king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and he killed all the princes of Judah in Riblah. He also put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in bronze fetters, took him to Babylon, and put him in prison till the day of his death. Now in the fifth month, and on the tenth day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the king of the guard, who served the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord and the king's house, all the houses of Jerusalem, that is, all the houses of the great, he burned with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans who were with the captain of the guard broke down all the walls of Jerusalem all around. Then Nebuzaradan, the king of the guard, carried away captive some of the poor people, the rest of the people who remained in the city, the defectors who had deserted to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the craftsmen. But Nebuzaradan, the king of the guard, left some of the poor of the land as vine dressers and farmers. The bronze pillars that were in the house of the Lord, and the carts of bronze seed that were in the house of the Lord, the Chaldeans broke in pieces and carried all their bronze to Babylon. They also took away the pots, the shovels, the trimmers, the bowls, the spoons, and all the bronze dams, the spoons and the cups, whatever was solid gold and whatever was solid silver, the captain of the guards took away. The two pillars, the one seed, the 12 bronze bulls, which were under it, and the carts which King Solomon had made for the house of the Lord. The bronze of all these articles were beyond measure. Now concerning the pillars, the height of one pillar was 18 cubits, a measuring line of 12 cubits could measure its circumference, and its thickness was 4 fingers. It was hollow.
a capital of bronze was on it, and the height of one capital was 5 cubits, with a network and pomegranates all around the capital, all of bronze. The second pillar with pomegranates was the same. There were 96 pomegranates on the side. All the pomegranates all around the network were 100. The captain of the guard took Seraiah, the chief priest, and Zephaniah, an officer who had charge of the men of war. 7 men of the king's close associates who were found in the city, the principal scribe of the army who mustered the people of the land, and the 60 men of the people of the land who were found in the midst of the city. And Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, who took these and brought them to the king of Babylon in Riblah. Then the king of Babylon struck them and put them to death in Riblah in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive from its own land. These are the people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive in the 7th year, 2,023 Jews. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, the king of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews 745 persons. All the persons were 4,600. Now it came to pass in the Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 25th day, on the month of that evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in the first year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, and brought him out of prison. And he spoke kindly to him and gave him a more prominent seat than those of the kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiachin changed from his prison garment, and he ate bread regularly before the king all the days of his life. And as for his provisions, there was a regular ration given him by the king of Babylon, a portion for each day until the day of his death, all the days of his life. I have read and you have heard from Jeremiah chapters 47 through 52. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. I pray that you will continue to join me as we continue through this journey through a year in the word. God bless you. Amen.